Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Let's jump right in. What drives you?
What drives me is a desire to inspire others with usable content that can immediately improve their professional and personal lives. I am also driven personally by a desire to constantly learn and expand upon what I already know, both for my own edification and also to be able to then use it as a platform to teach others. Also, what drives me is my family and my desire to be the best dad I can for my daughter and inform her, give her joy, and prepare her.
What has been your biggest failure or learning experience?
Well, you can read about that in my book. It was when I failed the bad English audition because I was rushing and I was very scared and with stage fright. So that actually was the impetus for me writing my book, Conquering Life's Stage Fright. And it was a defining moment for me because I actually thought that was going to be the moment I would either quit drums or strengthen what I needed to strengthen. So I made two promises to myself. And one was that nobody would ever tell me I was speeding up or slowing down unless I wanted to speed up and slow down. So I spent the next year, 2 years, working with Tom Mendola on the rhythm course, solidifying and perfecting my internal meter. And the other promise I made to myself is I would transform my fear into confidence. And that's when I became very philosophical, studied with the man who's still the mentor of my life and the co-writer of my next book, Dr. Jim Samuels, and absorbed as much information from some of the greatest teachers and philosophers possible.
What is one talent or strength of yours which has been critical to your success?
Well, I had a natural ability as a drummer from a very young age. And then honing those skills and learning how to be a great band member and really listen has obviously rewarded me well with my success, having played with some of the greatest artists on the planet. And also, I realized early on that I had inherited my parents' teaching gene. And when I did my very first drum clinic, I got the bug, and that has inspired me to now become a Fortune 500 activational speaker and use my position of celebrity, which I don't take very seriously, of course, but I use that position of having the reputation of having played with these great artists as an opportunity to then communicate unique and special information in a very entertaining rock and roll and very sticky way, I certainly hope.
How do you deal with self-doubt, fear, or negativity?
I meditate every morning. I have a weekly session with Dr. Jim, and we actually utilize some very specific technology he has created, one of which is the WINS formula. So what I do is I calculate my WINS, and that stands for W is tell me your WINS. So I calculate my WINS each day because that acts as fuel, as sort of a foundation to build more WINS. Then I is for improvements. Once you calculate your WINS, you're more open to looking at your improvements. So I look at the improvements I could make. And then N is what are your next wins? So I am predicting my future. As some great philosopher said, if you want to predict your future, create it. And so that's what I do with my next wins, is I am actually forecasting my next wins and I am creating my future. And then S stands for What is the state you want to create? So I focus on that state that I want to create every single day for the rest of the day.
Can you share with us a time in which you either doubted yourself the most or had great fears, yet faced up to them and conquered them?
Well, I think I already told that story when I failed the Bad English audition. That was a monumental opportunity for me to either step off the stage or continue on the stage with a vengeance, so to speak.
What are you most afraid of right now?
You know, what is causing my biggest fear at the moment is the uncertainty of COVID, because clarity, capability, and confidence are the three C's that I stress. Those are the three steps to top performance in my first book. And it begins with clarity. And right now, there is not a lot of clarity about the future of our country relative to the health of everybody, of the world relative to the health of everybody, and the financial future. So my business as a speaker has certainly taken a big hit. And of course, there are no concerts going on. So the two industries I'm involved in, the conventions industry and the performance industry, have taken a big hit. So the uncertainty creates fear.
What do you want to achieve next, and what's in the way?
Oh, well, what's in the way is what I just talked about, the uncertainty of things that I can't control. But what I want to achieve next is finish my next book. I want to achieve just monumental success as a speaker and do at least 100 full-on corporate speaking gigs per year for the next 10 years. And I want to improve on my drumming, and I want to still tour and enjoy playing with the greatest artist on the planet, which is Pink.
What are the principles and values that you believe are important to live by?
We'll sum that up with the topic of my next book, which is A times B equals C, attitude times behavior equals consequence. Now, we know we cannot control what happens to us, as evidenced by COVID and the riots with the Black Lives Matter movement, which I fully support the Black Lives Matter movement, incidentally. So we know we cannot control what happens to us, but we always have the power to change, shift, or control our attitudes about what happens to us. And this is an amazing power to actualize, because your attitude is your point of view. I call it your vantage point or your disadvantage point, depending upon the attitude that you choose. Because it is not what we see, or it's not what we look at. It is what we see and perceive. And attitude is so enormously powerful, because that actually creates our perception of ourself and the lens through which we see the rest of the world, based on the stories that we tell ourselves. And most of these stories we formulated when we were children. So much of how we live our lives is based on the stories we tell ourselves that are not even present time, and also the meaning we attach to people, places, and circumstances. But attitude is just the beginning of this incredible formula, because your attitude is what drives your behavior, and one attitude can drive many behaviors. Now think about the power in that. And your behavior is what determines the consequences of your life, and one behavior can determine many consequences. So this formula is something that I live by every single day, because I understand that I have the power to choose my attitude no matter what. And yes, I am implying that by choosing your attitude, you can absolutely affect the behavior and consequences of your life.
And finally, when you got stuck, what caused it, and how did you get going again?
Well, I may get stuck a little bit every day. And I consciously create my state, and I consciously choose my attitude when I get stuck. And that is how I have lived my life for many, many years. I hope this is good, and thank you so much. Mark Shulman, over and out.